You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 3 more deaths and 397 new coronavirus cases, down from Thursday's peak of 723. Weeks of triple-figure increases will be central to an analysis conducted by experts this weekend, analysing infection data from the first half of Victoria's 6-week lockdown. A tougher lockdown may be the answer, with health authorities looking to New Zealand for answers. A New Zealand-style lockdown would involve the closure of all businesses, except for essential services. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says new measures will reflect the analysis.
I think that's what we're exploring now. Obviously, a step up in restrictions is a really significant measure. But we are wanting it to be informed by evidence to the fullest extent possible. It gets to that point of being proportionate. There are, you know, really significant consequences for what you do in terms of increased restrictions. And so it has to be focused on what the data tells us about where transmission might be occurring.
Of the 397 new cases of coronavirus in the state, 360 remain under investigation. With more than 1,840 cumulative mystery cases, Premier Daniel Andrews says the community transmission levels remain the biggest worry.
If there's that many that you don't know how they got it, you can't be certain that there isn't even further community transmission, even more mystery cases out there. That is, in some respects, our biggest challenge. No one wants to see large numbers reported in any context, but if you can track back where the origin of that was, then they're in a wholly different category to community transmission or mystery cases where you just can't work out how the person got it. That is a real concern.
Up north, mystery cases are also a concern for health authorities in New South Wales. An 83-year-old man linked to the Crossroads Hotel outbreak in Sydney has died from COVID-19, while a further 17 new coronavirus cases have been recorded in the past 24 hours. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health says everyone should be aware of symptoms and remain cautious.
While most cases in the last week have been associated with local clusters and close contacts with known cases, 7 in the last week have not been able to be linked to known cases. These unlinked cases have been in people from southwestern, western Sydney, southeastern Sydney and Sydney local health districts.
Since Queensland's border restrictions were imposed today, 114 new arrivals have been sent to hotel quarantine. New South Wales residents who live in the zone stretching from Campbelltown to the Central Coast are now barred from entering the state. Health Minister Stephen Miles says more than 6,000 cars have been intercepted with 80 refused entry into the state.
Police are checking vehicles. They will be caught and the penalties are significant. Police also advised that they visited 406 licensed venues last night. No fines were issued.
Tensions have been high in Queensland after 3 women were charged with illegally entering the state. But police are warning against racism and bigotry in response to that fear. Commissioner Katarina Carroll says coronavirus rule breakers come from many different backgrounds and community unity is needed at this time.
We have seen community members making comments about certain cultural groups and ethnicities. This is not productive at all. People doing the wrong thing come from all walks of life, backgrounds and community groups. So it is important, especially in these times, that community groups actually come together rather than fracture.
South Australia and the Northern Territory have each recorded 1 new case of COVID-19. There have been a total of 451 cases reported in South Australia, while the Northern Territory has recorded just 34 coronavirus infections, all linked to international and interstate travel. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.